You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Welcome to Holy Week. Today's devotion is for the first day of that most holy week, Palm Sunday. The reading is from Matthew chapter 21. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." Here ends our reading. Today marks the beginning of the most holy week in the life of the church. What happened during those final days of Jesus' life are, without question, some of the most important events this world has ever seen. Nearly one out of every three chapters in the four Gospels are dedicated to the final week of our Lord's life. And why? Because what happened during those final days is what makes Jesus' life of eternal importance for us. It's the question of the ages. It's a series of events that forces each one of us to decide. It's a week beginning with the events we remember today that demands that everyone who has ever lived make a choice. Who is this Jesus? That's the question the people asked on that first Palm Sunday. And that's the same question we face as we enter this week of passion for our Lord. If Jesus was the Christ, the Savior of the world, then the answer to that question means everything. If he was not, and it was all a farce, then it means nothing. But there is no middle ground when it comes to Jesus. There's no middle ground for us as we answer that question for ourselves. You know, there is more historical evidence for the life of Jesus than there is for almost any other person who has ever lived. Four different accounts given to us in the Bible. More than 5,000 historical references are found outside of the New Testament alone. You can question the significance of his life. You can wonder about the validity of what he did. You can even have your own opinion about the difference it makes for your life. But you cannot argue with the historical facts. Jesus was a real man with real life followers. He rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday to the shouts and cries for a king. And by the time the week was finished, the same Jesus was nailed to a cross. The Bible says it was God's son. He did it for you and for me. Who is this Jesus? Is the question of the ages, is the question you and I must answer. There's no better day to answer it for yourself than today. Let's join together in a word of prayer. God, as we enter this most holy week, we ask for a renewed sense of who you are, what you did for us in your son, Jesus, and how much we are loved by you in him. Amen. The Lenten action for this Palm Sunday is for you to read through Matthew chapter 21. Ask yourself if you truly understand the significance of Jesus' life for you. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.